So
it's okay. Fine. So I want to get first. I just wanted to. I had a maisa that happened just now that on the halacha that we just learned about the halacha about how a person is supposed to machzer the chifetz that they're watching. So we talked about that. We spoke with the mission about shlach. You shlach I did. This person, if he gets permission to send it, then it works. And if you tell him to put it in a certain place, then it works. So I just had a story just now that in seminary there was a girl who gave in a skirt to be altered by a seamstress. And the seamstress, her husband makes havdalah in the seminary Matzai Shabbos. So we give the stuff in and she brings it back. So sometimes she brings it back. This is what I found out later. And sometimes they pick the stuff up from the house. So what happened was she gave in stuff. She gave in a skirt to be him, and she said that when she came with Tzai Shabbos, she gave it all the stuff that was given to be fixed to one girl. She doesn't know what girl, nothing. She doesn't know anything. And try to track down this girl, and you'll get your thing back. So after asking that, finally she found out which girl she gave it to. She went there, and this thing wasn't there. So she wants to know whether she's mechuyev to pay the seamstress. This is what she asked me. She wants to know she's mechuyev to pay the seamstress for the alteration. So what's the shaila? The shaila is, I asked her, did you give her permission to return it to Stam or to just leave it somewhere in the seminary? She said she didn't give her permission herself. So I said, but is that the done thing? Like over here, the dogma, over here in the mirror, you give something into dry cleaning here in the mirror. So where are they going to put it? In the dry cleaning room. Let's say it gets stolen from the dry cleaning room. For how you do our meal, what's the halacha? Kibshu did the pshat is that Kilu gave them permission when they returned it. They returned it to the room, and then poka achar yusam. So meal, if it gets stolen from the room, it's batsim on alecha. It's batsim on the person that gave it in. So that's a shiloh.
Unless they wanted never made a deal, you'll have to prove that.
Yeah, you'll have to prove that. Oh God, they say that we brought a man. Kibshu thought they brought it to Kshuas or whatever. They brought it back, the shaila got taken from there. The question over here was, so I asked her if there was if the minhag was to just leave it in the thing or not. She said she's not aware. So we invite that would be the case. So not only that it wasn't a chazara brura, right? So not only would she not have to pay for the alteration, she had to pay her back for the skirt because she's an uman. Kol umnim shemri sacharim. And your chayiv, it's for taveda.
And the girl that received it was only shemri chinam, so she's butter.
She's butter. No, so.
No, the girl in between, right? The girl they gave it to.
She said she never got it.
But she never even received it.
She said it's not there. So truth is, I suspect that something was going on because the maisa of all the, there was once at the end of the, everyone picked up their stuff, there was one skirt left that no one claimed.
She
claimed that it's not hers. So some of a sudden there was a mix up somewhere. I would assume that's what happened. But I told her she has to speak to the seamstress to work things out. But if I didn't say to give it back, and it's not the done thing, it's not borrowed, it's the done thing to give it back, it's not a key of the chazar. Okay, now today I want to discuss Shel B'Tuvai. Now, before I talk about Shel B'Tuvai a little bit, which is not Senegaya, just quickly, the Sefei is not Locha, that once, that even though there's Machlikis Rishayna, when exactly a person is Chiyuv Shmira, whether it's totally on the Mashiach, or it's totally on the Sealed Bailam, that according to the Rambam, it's totally Mashiach, and according to the Russian, it's totally Sealed Bailam. But everyone is masking that when it comes to Chazara, that means when the Mashal is mutter to go ahead and be, when it would be looking for the Mashal to go ahead and take back the Chayfetz, because the Shechita didn't start Klapei within Chazara, everyone is masking, that's what it says, Kashif Shetik to Mashiach B'Kuchas, Kaftir Mashiach B'Shaimrim, that the Dinam of Mashiach, that it says by Shaimrim, is the Gabi Chazara. Even Taisus, the Rosh, that whole, that the Sealed Bailam already, the Shtavit, it's the responsibility of the Shaimer, but the Gabi Chazara, that's another Pashut, that the Mashal has a right to ask for the Chavetz back until the point that the Shail does Mashiach. That's the fact. There's a Sivav, it's not Lacha Shal B'Tuvai. So, Shal B'Tuvai means that when you ask someone, there's a Chavetz Shem, what Shal B'Tuvai means. Yishol b'tumah means b'tumah shel chifet, that you're asking for the chifet out of sight, where you want the person, you're asking the person to the devils with which to lend the chifet to the point that the shayla would be forever. That means yishol b'tumah vasra. So Rashi holds shel b'shel b'tumah is going to chifet. As long as the chifet is good, I want to borrow the chifet. Riff in the Rambam one, Shoyal Batuvai means Batuvasla, Unugivuska Shalamasha. And Bemela, since the Tuvasla and Givuska Shalamasha, the Rambam understand means for as long as the Chayfetz is existing. So Bemela, whenever a person does that, the Rambam and the Riff hold that that's going to be Hashayla Loyla. Rashi holds that if you're Shoyal Batuvasla, according to Riv Achrenim, the Shoyal Batuvasla is not enough, like the Rashi speaks out. For Shoyal Batuvasla, just because you ask someone to be a Nodav and be a generous fellow and lend you something, doesn't mean that he wants to lend it to you forever. Right? So point to Rashi and the Rosh, Talach would be that Shel B'tei Vaska would be a Shela Stam. Point to the Rambam there, Shel B'tei Vaska, and I tell the Mechaper Paskin, it's not a Shela Stam, but rather it's Shel B'tei Vaska is a Shela forever. Rashi learns that Shel B'tuvai, when a person asks Shel B'tuvai, it means L'tuvai Shel HaChefetz. So Mele, it's what to go ahead and use the Chefetz until the Chefetz is used up. Yeah, the Ruffles are Rashi. That's how the Rashi will learn. No, the Rashi. Yeah, the Rashi. Tirfolds for sure are Rashi. Okay, that's the basic machlokes that's going on here. Just parenthetically, or maybe not parenthetically, the Rav Leibowitz equation speaks out that the whole shaila of Shaila Tuvai is only close man that the Pashkos is that when someone borrows something with Tuvai, that's what the Kavone is. Either B'tevaskim and B'tevaskim Loilam, or B'tuvai means B'tuvai Shalachetet. But if you go to someone and say, please, you know, I want to be Shayel B'tuvai as a Chetet Shalcha. He has no idea what you're talking about, or he doesn't know what's going on, then Rabbi says, Avad is never Pashut, that it's considered a Shayel Estam, and a person can say, well, I'm sorry, I'm not giving it back to you forever and ever, and you're not going to get that. That's never Pashut. It has to be that that's when the Matzav is as a Matzav, where people understand exactly what Shayel B'tuvai means.
Every time I
what do you mean?
Let's say a guy says, I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to whatever place. And the guy just missed the place is like 5 hours away.
Uh-huh. So you're saying to Shayla Batois.
That's
a question. There's no Shayla Batois. That's close to the standard sugya of everything that's on Batois. That's enough of Batois that you should have understood, should have realized, should have asked. All these things, is that enough of Batois to be without the Shayla? Batois is a Shigla Dasta as far as I can say to Shayla Batois. But here's how to Shayla Shayla Batois. The question is, what help people understand exactly what you're saying?
The
Sma has a Shita Mechudeshes over here. He says there's no machlekes to Rosh and Rashi. But rather, what's the shail over here? The shail over here is what type of person you're dealing with. Are you dealing with a very, very nice person? Somebody when he says shail to Vasli understands to give the chitin forever. Or are dealing with a regular person? There's no reason for him to assume when you say shail to Vasli that you mean to borrow it forever. Really, you'd have to say shail to Tuvai in order to secure yourself a matzah so you can borrow something forever. Okay, the Rano, the Mubiyasa over here has a couple stakes in the Din of Shayla B'tuvai. The first topic is whether, if the guy is not using the chifetz, whether he has the right to be tabeid back or not. And the second topic, that's totally zebizeh, is whether if something happens to the chifetz, whether the shayl is chayv or not. Let's say it's nenas or nignat. Is the shayl chayv or not? Here, if you show the tuvah, why should we chayv on? Why should we chayv for oinsin? He can use the chifetz up, so that used up by the oinus or gneiv. It's totally zebizeh. If the mashal has slusim in the chifetz and the Shail is going to be chayv in oinsim and gneiva. And if not, he has no supposed to be tabei in the chifetz when the shail is not using it, then he's going to be potter in oinsim and gneiva. That's the way the place will come out. And that's the paschal in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, that the mashal has no right to go ahead and be tabei in the chifetz, even if the shail is not using it. But mail, the shail will not be chayv in oinsim if any oinsim or gneiva happens to the chifetz. That's how far Shail B'tuvai goes. The second machlekes that we have have over here is whether once it gets broken and it's no longer usable, do you have a right to refurbish the item or not. So that's a tally on that. Maybe you only have right to use it on a site, but once it's the site and it's over, you have to give back the thing to the violator. You have no right to go ahead and refurbish it. Huh?
If it gets stolen, I can use the one that I made as well.
Yeah, to me, to give back the shvarim. Shvarim of the chizuk. That's it.
He doesn't want it.
It's over, yeah. It's over. For the shvarim. It's not worth anything. You're not going to have to pay for anything. So that's the shiloh, whether the shaloh is over once it gets into the, once it gets to the end. So it's the Yesa brings it down as a machlokes. So my sister, I'm over your paskins, and the mechaber paskins, v'ina shor rashi lassel sakin aklil l'sasim ha'macher. It's over. Once it gets broken, then you can't refurbish the item. Okay, that's the basic sugya of the pasha of sugya and the whole the sugya of Rishon the Tuvay Pashtek and Rishonim and the Gemara. The Nesiva springs arrive from this Gemara that. Now let's say the mashal lends a chifetz to the shayel, and the shayel is not planning on using it for another couple of days. But the ma'aser, the shayel started already. The mashal has no right to be tevei back from the chifetz from the shayel, even though right now the shayel is not using it. Because the shayel is right to say maybe it's going to get stolen, maybe it'll get ruined when you're using it, and when it comes time for me to use it, says the shayel, he's not going to have the opportunity to use it at all. And that's something that could be negaya. That if you borrow something from someone, you say I don't need it right now, but I need it in a couple of hours, I need it in a couple of things, and the mashal comes to you and says, oh, but I see, you know, in the meantime, do you mind if I just take it back for a little bit? That's something that could happen. The Messiah says that from this halacha we see that the mashal has no tvi on the shell to give it to him, and the shell is ready to be makiv it for himself. I don't think it's such a nice thing to do if the mashal asks for it back. Lamaisa halachically, the mashal has the right to ask for the chefetz back. Okay.
Why is it coming? It's time.
The mashal can't ask for the chefetz back. Can you tevei? No, you can't. Once you do mashicha, it's over, right? He's saying, I need it in a couple hours for a case where he says, I need it in a couple hours to do certain things. Yeah. The Nesiv is also Mechadish, that a Shoyel, it's also for him to be Mishana, even a Shinu Kala, right? Because he can say he's Makbun in anything. Right. And that's for something else. Yeah, it's also for him to be Mishana Bechlal. Okay, that's the Sugya of. Because this is Sugya Shabbatuva. Like I say, Shabbatuva in itself is not something that's going to be Senegea, especially what Revlai wanted to Taina, and the people nowadays definitely don't know what you mean when you say Shabbatuva. Okay, I want to discuss the halacha this morning, much, much more Negea. The halacha vena shay rishay lahashin, right? That halacha is when you borrow something, you're not allowed to lend it out to anyone else. So that's open halacha and shulchan aruch. Vena shay rishay lahashin, feel shalom, sefer torah, is a mitzvah shvilei. If you borrow sefer torah, you're not allowed to lend it out because even though normally we would say nichlei lenish memitzvah l'maynei, and that's a sibah to allow someone to go ahead and to use a chifetz that belongs to someone else even without permission for the sefer torah, where it's easy to get ruined. We say that's also for you to go ahead and lend it to someone else. That's So there is a let's say you went ahead and you did give it over to someone else, and you over the Isra Bina Shai Rishai Lahash. So we saw that the Rif brings down that even though the halacha is Ina Shai Rishai Lahash, but the Yevon, once he gave it, then it's by the other guy. The other guy can use it. That's what it seems. The Yevon that it works. The Yevon it works. I don't know whatever. The Yevon it's by the other person. So there's a big shaila. So now that you lent it to someone else, does the original bailim have a right to go to the mashal, have a right to be tevei for the second person? right now the first person that the show Rishon doesn't have anymore. He left it to Shel Sheni. The Bible never wanted it to be by the Shel Sheni. So now that he was over in the Isser of Einashe Rashay Lahashim, which could shoot is an Isser of Mavral Das Kalabais, it's not the Quick Kazlan, but it's also in Mavral Das Kalabais. Do you have a right to go ahead and be Tevei from the second one? Because Lomais is by someone that I never wanted it to be by, and they'll say the fact that he went ahead and he went against the Tanoi Hashela on a field level, that gives me a right to give it to Vebe. So to Santa Maisa, there's a Rosh that has a Shaila about being a Kaddish someone with a Tabash Shula.
What do you like? Huh? It comes out. The caliph forgets the ring, so she borrowed her mother's.
Right. So one of the Rosh has, I won't get into the whole shal the Rosh has, but one of the Rosh has four tanoim. So there's a shiloh, so what if you mekash tavashu, the Rosh says it's mutter to be the mekash of a woman with the tavashu, but he sets four conditions with which you have to go ahead and abide by in order for the kedusha to be the kedusha. One of the conditions is that you have a right to go ahead and lend it to the other person. You have to have the ability to lend it to another person. So the shaila is, how does that shtim? Let's say you never asked her. Never asked about her. It's just assuming the ring has to be to the point where I have a right to go ahead and lend it to someone else, even without the permission of the first person, for sure, with the permission. But the question is, how does that shtim with Enoshay Rashay Lahasha? So the Chuvas Hadeshim says Pshat Rashi is that even though b'diavad you're not allowed to lend it to another person, but since b'diavad you could, b'diavad it's not like the Rif says. So memela the Bailim have no right to be tevayet back. So the Hadeshim learns that every case of the Sheila, the Inashel Rashi Mahashel, is a case that l'chachila the mash is right to be tevayet back. So their client you're going to be with. He says, but you can be behind with the Tanai of the Rosh. Excuse me, was that Deshan? Deshan holds that how to bring in a Shoah Shay Lahashel, if the Shay Rishon lends it to the Shay Shani, the final of glory to be to be a man, calls him on the Shay goes on. The Fryan, the others argue on the Kuzad Deshan. They say that no. The Dinabin Shay Lahashel breaks the Tanai of Shayla, and mainly the final of the Mashal is right to be the way back for the Shay Rishon. The only case that the Rosh would be masking it, right? The Mashula to receive permission from the Mashul to go ahead and lend it to someone else. Otherwise, you have right to go ahead and be Tevayet back. So we see over here how far this is that the Rif says. It's the B'dievet of the B'dievet it works to go ahead and give it to the other person. The Maestro of the person is Vendas. Does that whether how much of a kid that the second person, the second child had? Whether it's the Chlal, the Mashul has right to be Tevayet back, or the Mashul has no right to go ahead and be Tevayet back. Lomais is machlekes. But again, what else is there? So there's the raid with the Rashi. The Chus Rashi. Chus Rashi says that the only time we say Nashar Yishrei Lahashir, it's only by things that is Esher Lavriach, the things that the second Shail can run away with. But the things that the Shail can run away with, the Dugma, a house, the Dugma, a boat. He says even animals. He says it's not the dark for the mafriyah animals. That type of thing. If you lent it to the first guy, there's no reason to assume that he wouldn't want to have it lent to the second child too. And as well, it's mutter to go ahead and lend these types of things. So this comes the halacha that if you go ahead and you borrow a house from someone else or you rent a house from someone else, zecher, you're able to go ahead and lend it to another couple to come in for Shabbos for a week, let her sublease it. All comes from this halacha. If you're the unless about the year says no, that's a tonight. But the etzem halacha comes from the schools of Rashba. And schools of Rashba says that by a dover that's mechuber, it's not trying to be marviyak. So Melo, you don't need permission from the original violin with which to lend it. That's the. So about Kachuta in the chat is that you do a value or just in Shem, just as a tour. Could be silly. But that's my permission to be Mishnah. So I thought it was the same, it didn't in Babi Mavra al Das Malvais. It's supposed to take away the systems of Malvais. Even though we don't pass the Gemara, there is a Gazlan, but we're Maisa, it's usher to do. So Dwarma Mechubar is mutter to go ahead and to lend the things that are difficult to be mafia. So Mamela, that's why it's mutter to go ahead and sublease an apartment or lend out an apartment that you borrowed yourself, let other people come in, because it's not chad to be mafia. The Paiskim do say, the Haitim Paiskim say, that if you borrow an apartment, which is problematic, which you're going to have to, people will have to work out. But definitely if you, let's say you rent a furnished apartment, with the furniture belongs to the Valdira, it's very problematic to go ahead and sublease it or to lend it out to other people. Why? Because since you're dealing with furniture, so the furniture is, it turns out how big the furniture is, obviously, but some of the furniture is shaykhli mevriach, so then you have the Isser, v'inashar, rashay, lahashar. It's a good problem. You might see mom's sticking out that the sublease. Right, or rent out your deer to someone that's in a different matzav than you.
More kids,
wilder kids, all these things you're not allowed to do because Lamaisa, that type of thing is definitely also to do. Because for that you don't have permission. You only have permission for as much damage that you would do to the deer, but not more. So that
video camera?
Huh?
Video camera?
Video camera? No. A video camera, why? Because then they will. I don't know why, because they know that you stole it. I understand having to chase after you. Some of them, yeah.
You get kind of that. I don't want someone else in my house. I rent the house.
So the Raja says you can't, unless you know. See what?
And then I'll sit in Raja. I don't trust you. I don't want to kill my house.
So this is the story. The Raja is not Stam B'nai Yad. See, they use this Rashba to say that when you borrow any chafetz, even though it's not, as long as it's not the dover that's not shaykh in Mavriach, we assume people do nice things for their friends, right? So, unless you're a person that you want to be made to yourself in the cloud, and where people understand that you're that type of person, so then you can be Saimach on the Rashba. What I'm trying to say is that
still,
this is a story.
I let someone in a car. I don't want to let someone I don't know in a car.
First off,
you should definitely run away. Right. You're friends, we're nice people, but I don't trust strangers.
I hear that only because if it's only because you're close friends or because this person's very responsible, whatever it is, then a value of the
Keter.
Let me tell you, the Vart in the Rashba is, the Gvald of Gazach of the Rashba is the Rashba is telling us an Umdana. It's possibly first an Umdana. Yeah, so it's very good when Rishayim tells us what the Umdana is, it's very good because we can assume that, you know, that this is what a normal person thinks like. But if the case is, like you're saying, the person that you're giving it to is less responsible or not as close of a friend, then I don't trust him as much, and the Nevada falls away. We're talking about where everything is equal, you can assume that the person will be willing to give it over. Right? That is the story with Amashal Avriach. There's another halacha that the Kesef Mishnah brings down over here that comes also, it's Kibbayt on the Tuz Arashva, but also Binagaya in Asher Rashay Lahashim. Okay, we'll deal with this also in the halacha Shal Shalmidas. but this is very negea. When you borrow a sefer, you borrow a magazine, you borrow anything that you have. Let's say you have something, you borrowed something from your neighbor, and you have it in your house. Let's say you borrowed, you borrowed the modiah from your neighbor. You have the paper sitting in your house. So the neighbor lent it to you. You have a guest coming over Friday night. You spread yourself out on the couch, and he starts reading the modiah. So or do you have to be moicha and say, you're not allowed to read it. My next neighbor give you permission to read the magazine, and not you. Same with the book, same with the safer. You borrow a book from a neighbor, and but the Meister, someone that comes from the outside, not always, that book, I love to read it. Do you mind if I read it? The guy sits down. So go ahead and take the book out of the premises is awesome. The submission says that since
the 10-year-old child can read it,
that's awesome. A flourish in the fight. I'll get that in a second, but the submission speaks out that in your Rishos, says the party is in your training, Rishos Acher, Yah Acher. The challenge is that if it's someone else's, you're taking someone else's rishos, where the object is going to remain in my rishos. So then there's no chashash of avrach anymore. So there the Rashba's umdana kicks in again. Our Rashba umdana is that people who some do chasad to others, what's he worried about? That maybe you're going to run away with it. As long as it arrives in my rishos, that's chasad mishnah, then I'm right to let other people use it. So maybe if you borrow a book, magazine, paper from someone else, and the person wants to read it in your house, it's not a problem. That's why I tell always, it's a common child in the dorm. If people are borrowing things from the room to your own, as long as the staying is there and considering that person's rishos, you can read it in that place. So we're going to take it to different places also, you're not going to go in. Well, magazine has a lot of wear and tear. Everyone knows they've used magazine too much. You know, the papers start ripping out from the middle. I don't know if that's what a magazine is. You know, people it's going to be wear and tear in a magazine. If the person's not going to treat it nicely or carefully, but you're right. If it's all the place going to speak out. If you borrow something from your neighbor, he gave it to you, and there's reason to think that he wouldn't want your 10-year-old kid to use it, then if I didn't know, give it to 10-year-old kid. That's pressure. Says it's from that's Kesavishna. The Marik speaks out also of Kumra Fakir, that if it's a Dover that's Sakhar Lahabriyah, and you know this person is the most special person, he'll never, you know, he's not Koshin on Gezel, Kasashon, Brachit, from Gezel, this type of thing, it's still also to give it to him. Because the Umdan is, you have no right to assume that the person who's asking to give it to him. He says, Afilu Koshin Marik is Afilu Kal Shevakalin, it's Moisir Tadir Shevadir. It doesn't make a difference. You're being Marvel Dafa Vice, you can't go and give it. Huh? No, I don't think that's not Lavria. I don't think it's not Lavria to choose Rashom wives. I don't think it's Lavria. There, the Marit says, Avadi, you have no right to go in and give it away, because there the Umdan is that the Bailam is not good, it stays by you. They don't want to hear any Cheshvayim. I have seen the Cheshvayim. Just the last thing I want to say was the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan has a big problem. He's also Rabbi Martin's father, Rabbi Martin. It's a little bit. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, by a Seicher, I can hear there's an Umdana that a person would allow the thing to be rented out. Why? Because you're paying big money for your Azei Dira. You don't go for Pesach. Why should you lose $2,000 to go for Pesach? So there you can assume that the Bailam would understand that you're going to try to rent it out in order to recoup the losses that you may have. Mashiaching, when you're borrowing it, so that he would let you lend it to someone else, make a taste of it. So don't lend it to someone else. Let it stay by you. You're not using it right now. Let it stay by you. Where where we know that it's Hashoel, Rashoel, Lahashel in the case of Sheol. Because if you look carefully, all the rayas of the Rashba are by Schirus, not by Sheol. So when the Rashba tells it to Sheol, basically speaking out, because the Rashba, Rama says, the din over here, in Shimon, in the Tisavach, the Lashon of Rama is. Says the Ramah goes in a passage by Sheila to Tzarchi and Lachay the Rashba, even though he says the Lashon, when he brings down this Halacha, Vein Asher Rishay Lahashim, Vein Asher Rishay Lahaskir, it seems like he's saying that you have this Heter everywhere. But Hashem wants to say though, the Heter is only by Sirus, not by Sheila.
Like
They take this rash with the paisim. So let's say you borrow a dira. So like I said, you borrow an unfurnished dira. There's no chashash avrach. Let's say you borrow a furnished dira, but all the things are big things that are furnished. So you borrow it. And then you say that someone comes to you and tells you, listen, you're going away for a week. Do you mind if I rent a dira for you? So who gets the money? You borrowed it from someone else. So we're saying a borrower, as long as we start with Shiach Shalav, it's much different to lend it out. So let's say he rents it out. And the guy pays him $300, $40 for the week. He gets the money. So they say, since it's right to rent it out, the Shail is my hand. The Shail gets all the money that coming through the spheres. But since during that period of time, he has a right to be masquerade, so we don't say that Kisal is corrupted for us to Chavir. Maisha, right now it's his thing. He has a right to use it, it's his thing, and during that time period, it's right to rent it out, even for a profit. That's what they state in the Paiskin. Yeah. So that's the sugyas of Shel Betuvai and Ein Asher Rashay Lahashkir. I never. It's hard to know. It's true, yeah. Keep my star for you now. I don't have a good answer to the Rashay Lahashkir.
You wouldn't say the last case of the show, but I didn't let it excuse to make money off me. Give me the fire to make money.
We've had the show. Yeah, so that's the story. So Behemshech, right? So Elam has Behemshech Shiel Svarim. And? That's it. No. So I should do Shiel Svarim. That I want to cover. I want to do.
Next Thursday
will be the world. So I will do Shiel Svarim. I'll give Shiel Svarim a half an hour cover Shiel Svarim. Next week on Thursday. There's no reason in Bailavim. I want to start. I have my comes to Bailavim already. I think they're typed up already. I'm going to give them out.
That'll be the last
week. Give them out Tuesday. That'll be the last Chilek. That'll be the last week.
There's only that.
So Shmidas, I'll give the island to Monchon over Pesach.
Thursday.
Since they were back. All right, fine.
Shoot, you can get children with us on Tuesday. Oh, when's the story? Tuesday?
Monday night.
Monday night.
Last day is Monday.
Is there enough time to happen on Monday? Or?
I'll give you a Ramah Pemis if you want to do that. I'll give you a Ramah Pemis. No, it's small. It's more.
We get to share now. We can go back. That's it.
I hear you. Okay, fine. Okay.